There was a time in Israel's history when they turned their backs on God yet again. And they were suffering the consequences of their rebellion against Him yet again. Does any of that sound even vaguely familiar? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Sure it does, because we've all been there. We've all at times turned our backs on God, and just as a child disobeying its parents has consequences, so our disobedience, our rebellion against God, has its consequences. You can't live your life in peace. You can't be filled with the joy of the Lord when you're rebelling against Him. And that's precisely the way God set things up, because He loves us. The consequences, the pain of our rebellion, they're meant to bring us to our senses. They're meant to cause us to turn back to Him. So, back to Israel. How did they come to their senses? How did they get God's attention? Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Then those who revered the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord took note and listened, and a book of remembrance was written before Him of those who revered the Lord and thought on His name. To whom did God listen? To those who revered Him, literally in the original Hebrew, to those who feared Him, to those who honored Him, to those who thought on His name. Perhaps you've been through a time of rebellion. Perhaps you've turned your back on God. Perhaps you're in that place right now. Listen to me. It's never too late to turn back. He's always ready to listen to those who fear Him, to those who revere Him, to those who want to honor His name. It's never too late. That's God's word fresh for you today. And the Word of God is replete with calls for us to turn back. It's replete with God's love, His grace, His mercy. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word, and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.